Hi, and welcome to CDI's Restorative Practices podcast, Circles of Connection, where we get right into the heart of the community and talk all things RP. These past few months, we've been busy collecting stories from right across Ireland about the impact of RP on people's work and life. From community and social workers.
That's what you want. You want restorative practice to be an instinct in most people because it is bringing us back to the basics of what we need, just as in support and understanding and to be heard.
Family services.
And then in the community, I think it makes the community much healthier and safer place to live.
Youth workers.
To me, restorative practice is about building relationships. It's about the commonalities and the human factor. And I think that bit is what we should be focused on if we're caring for children anyway, on relationships.
SNA and teachers.
If that's what it does, it clears the air. It definitely builds relationships. I find the kids that you have a meeting with, you usually end up having a much closer bond with those because something very real has happened. And it's not just a superficial encounter of me walking into a classroom going, okay, do your work and then leaving.
Students.
I like to restorative practice in school because I get to speak my mind.
Restorative practice for me is something that allows us to voice that and help us work together because, you know, you might be hungry and I might be happy and you might be sleepy. What's a strategy that will all work for us together in a community?
And more. Join us on our journey and hear stories about how restorative practices have affected people's lives and how it can help.